All right, this is another attempt at doing the shadow integration post. This time I'm at the Chinese Garden, which is the edge of Chinatown in Newcastle. It's quieter. I've got a good Wi-Fi connection for a little while, so I might as well do it again where there's less noise and see if I can come up with something a bit more inspiring than just shadow integration is good, which it is. As I was saying in the previous post, I've been posting on the Facebook groups, the Reiki groups, one of them particular, the UK Reiki Healers group, posting about how to position myself in terms of what I charge for what I do. And one of the reasons that I position myself in the market at the top end of the market is because I've been doing this for 23 years and I know what I'm doing. At least I know what I'm doing so far. I haven't come across anything that I haven't been able to deal with so far and haven't been able to produce a result for the client for so far. But one of the things that I do, that I've been doing for the last few years, but more specifically the last couple of years, intensively shadow integration. And shadow integration is dealing with the things that you've pushed away, that are your blind spots, or the things you don't want to deal with, the things you don't want to discuss, the things you don't want to think about, one of which is money for me. So money is part of my shadow integration. And that's one of the things that makes me good at what I do, is the fact that I'll look at all of those things, that I'll take the time to integrate the parts of my personality, the parts of my life that need to be reintegrated or reassessed over a long period of time. I've done a lot of free sessions over the last 23 years, and I'm not doing free sessions anymore because, number one, I have bills to pay. Number two, I'm very good at what I do and I don't need to do free sessions to generate clients, because clients will just come because they get the vibe that I know what I'm doing. I send out that vibe now because I've been doing this for so long. So shadow integration isn't just about money though, it's about being able to stand up for yourself, stand up and be counted, to stand out from the group, from the norm, and just be fine with that, which I am very much fine with that. I've been doing that for years, so I've got no issues with standing out from the crowd. It's like I'm here to do a job. I'm here for some reason. I don't know exactly what it is. So until I find out what it is, I'll just do what's in front of me to do in the best way I know how to do it. And at the moment, that's shadow integration. So in terms of what Reiki is about, Reiki doesn't deal with the shadow particularly. It just says, earn your living honestly, be kind to all living things, which is fine. But it means different things to different people. Honor your parents and teachers, all of that sort of stuff, all of the Reiki principles, which are fine for as far as they go. But if you need to stand up in a world that's becoming more and more authoritarian, Reiki won't get you there, but shadow integration will. And shadow integration is what I'm about very much at the moment. I'm repeating myself, so I'm just going to keep repeating myself for a little bit longer. So what does it mean in practice? It means that I'm confident in what I'm doing, that I'm able to generate an income from what I'm doing, I'm professional about what I'm doing. I've been providing customer service in various contexts for the last 30 years. Some of that includes lead generation, so I'm actually quite good at generating Reiki clients without trying that hard. And one of the things that helps me to do that is the fact that I've integrated part of my shadow. people see that, people know that from the tone of my voice. So you get the idea. I think shadow integration is a very important piece of being a Reiki master. I think if you haven't done that, you probably can't call yourself a master in the true sense of the word. You've been initiated and you've got a certificate, but that doesn't really make you a master. It's what you do after that makes you a master. And Reiki's a teacher. The energy will move you to places you wouldn't otherwise go. It'll put you in situations you wouldn't otherwise be in, and you've got to be able to deal with them. So if somebody comes to you and they're paranoid schizophrenic, then you've got to be able to deal with that. If somebody comes to you and they're bipolar, you've got to be able to deal with that. Somebody comes to you and they're having visions, or they're troubled by spirits, or whatever it might be, you've got to have a way of dealing with it. You've got to have found a way to integrate that within yourself and deal with it within yourself. So if you've got a way to deal with messages from outside, or messages from spirits or whatever, influence from spirits, then that integration will show in the way you handle yourself and the way you are with the world and with people. I've got protection put in place. There's two ways to look at it. You can put protection in place, or you can get to a level of consciousness where spirits aren't going to want to bother you, because they just know that you're not interested. And the second way is probably the more integrated way, but protection might be necessary until you get to that place. So one is appropriate at one level of consciousness, the other is appropriate at another level of consciousness. And that's the way it is. So if there's a couple of ways to do something, it doesn't mean that one's right and one's wrong. It just means that they're different ways of seeing the situation. So that covers the being bothered by spirits piece. That works for witchcraft as well, incidentally. If you're being cursed, or if you're being bothered by people who claim to be black witches, for want of a better word, or black magicians, then protection will do the job for a while, but the name of the game is getting your consciousness to a place where nothing like that can affect you. That's the aim of the game, really. Which means being able to send back whatever comes to you and not be bothered by it, not be fazed by it at all. Just send it back as if you were a mirror. Mirror protection is what I use. Been using it for years. And the last black witch that I came across couldn't detect the protection. So she tried to curse me, and it just went straight back to her. And at the time, I think I was using times 10 mirror protection, which is, if you're going to curse somebody and they've got times 10 mirror protection in place, you're going to get back 10 times more than you just sent out as a curse. Which I think is what people deserve if they're going to curse other people. I don't think that's necessary. It's not a part of my philosophy at all. I might occasionally send out bad vibes when somebody's really, really, really irritating me. But I don't do it for long, and I don't do it in any seriousness. It's just as a way of releasing what it is that I'm feeling. And I'll find another way to release it. But that's part of shadow integration. Let's be honest about this. We all get to that point where we send out bad vibes to people. But as long as you know that you're doing it, and you can send it a different way, or transmute it, or look at the part of you that's sending out the vibes and transmute that part of you, then it's going to be part of your healing process to respond like that, and it's part of their healing process to have that come to them. So it's a good thing from both points of view. It's not a bad thing to respond like that. It's part of a healing process for both people. And that's what shadow integration is about. It's using whatever's there, whatever it looks like, as part of a healing process. Integrate it as part of your process, and you can't go wrong after that. Whatever response you have to a situation, if you're conscious of it and you're using it as part of your healing process, your growth process, then it becomes a positive thing for everybody involved. All right, I think that's enough of that now. Thanks for listening. I hope that makes more sense than the previous one that I did.